This is Jay Sekulow. 120,000 and growing are protecting that cross at the Ground Zero Museum.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The so-called 9/11 cross, a symbol at Ground Zero that became an icon for recovery workers and visitors and beyond. That icon is considered so important to the 9/11 story that it is now featured at the Ground Zero Memorial. But a lawsuit from an atheist group is now challenging that and asking a court to order that the cross be removed.
Do the small, the cross remains.
They took this... this icon, they effectively made a religious shrine inside the memorial on public land with public money.
My message to them is it's disgusting what they're doing. Just go away and leave us alone. We're suffering enough. And I do want to say that, again, ACLJ is stepping up to the plate. ACLJ is defending the honor and sanctity and the narrative of 9/11 so that people will never forget. And I am grateful to you guys for doing that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I've got some big news to announce. We are just days away from filing our brief with the New York Supreme Court. By the way, the New York Supreme Court is actually the trial court in New York on this cross at Ground Zero in the museum. For those of you that are not familiar with the situation, a lawsuit has been filed by the American Atheist Association. They've alleged, and I've been reading this, but I'm going to read it again. In paragraph 52 of their complaint, the plaintiffs, that's the American Atheists, and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue to suffer damages, both physical and emotional, from the existence of the challenged cross. Then they say the named plaintiffs have suffered symptoms of depression, headaches, anxiety, mental pain and anguish, simply from the knowledge that the cross is going to be in the museum. In fact, they said their personal suffering was even because they saw the cross on television. And for that, they want it to be removed out of the museum. Now, let me give you some good news here. Not only the fact that we are approaching 120,000 signatures on this brief, which means I think we can get to 150,000 through the weekend here, but what it also tells you is this, and this is critical. New York, New Jersey, Governor Christie's office, they are also defending the cross's placement in the museum. So we've got governmental support here. But we're coming with a comprehensive brief. David French is in the studio with me here in our media center. Than Bennett's in with Jordan up there in Washington, D.C. We're taking your calls, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Ask yourself this question. I want your comments on this. Why would two steel beams in the shape of a cross that survived the 9/11 attack get the atheists depressed? I'm trying to figure that one out. 1-800-684-3110. And Jordan, the momentum on this is growing really significantly.
That's exactly right. I mean, you've got a situation here. We're adding thousands of people every day. We're adding their name to this brief. They're starting to understand the significance of this case to protect the Ground Zero cross, what it means for the future, and also what it means for the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Are you going to let a group of atheists get away from removing this cross because it gives them anxiety? That's what they said in their brief. Or how about because it gives them headaches? They don't like walking by it, basically, and they suffer mental pain and suffering.
Is that a
standard you're going to allow people to apply to take down crosses that are artifacts of 9/11?
Yeah.
If not, you can join our brief.
Well, I'll tell you something. I wish we had our TV cameras in here yesterday. I wish we had it in today so it could have the expression on David French's face as you read that and talked about that again. David, very quickly, like 15 seconds here. You've been the primary architect of this brief. Even though this is, we think it's crazy, we got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you absolutely have to take any case in court, you have to take it absolutely seriously. As ridiculous as these claims sound, you have to address them straight up head on.
All right, and we're doing just that, folks. And right now, 119,671 of you have signed online for the Committee to Protect the Ground Zero Cross, which will be the committee filing the brief in this case. I want to get that well over 121,000 by the end of today and well over 125,000 by the weekend. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the brief online, ACLJ.org, or call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign the brief. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Cross remains. This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
The song The Cross Remains is by our friend John Schlynn, and it was done about the cross at Ground Zero. I had the privilege of playing guitar on that song, and I will also tell you this, that John's got a brand new album that's out. If you go to johnwschlitt.com, you should check that out. Hey, folks, let me tell you what we've got here. And what we've got is a tremendous response from our members at the ACLJ, and I want to first thank the 120,000 of you that have already contacted us. Originally, our goal was 100,000 signatures. We surpassed that yesterday. We now think it is possible to get to 150,000 before we file this on Monday. Again, you know the complaint here. The atheists are saying, well, this is causing them anxiety. Here's another thing. Paragraph 53. As a direct and proximate result of the unconstitutional existence of the cross, plaintiffs have suffered and will continue to suffer damages for which they have no clear, speedy, or adequate remedy at law. And David, they're making that allegation so they can try to get it. They're trying to get an injunction on this. We need to let people know this is, they want this thing removed like now.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they wanted it removed as soon as possible, and they are pushing as hard as they can possibly push to get this thing removed. And, you know, what they're really asking here is they're asking a museum, or they're trying to tell a museum what kind of exhibits it can show, how it's going to portray history in a way that makes atheists happy. I mean, that's not telling a history. That's ideology.
Well, you know, even the New York Museum Authority that's, and the 9/11 Museum Authority that's in charge of this said that the plaintiffs here, American atheists, are trying to, Jordan, rewrite history. And Than, I want to ask this to Jordan and Than, because Than, we work with the Prayer Caucus in Congress on this, and while this is not necessarily in their jurisdiction, this is something they're all looking at. But this idea, I mean, we go back to, like, In God We Trust in the Capitol Visitor Center, and we had a fight for that. I mean, this is where these atheists are trying to cleanse every religious reference out of American public life.
Yeah, and in the past, Jay, actually members of Congress and Congress itself has been the direct target of some of these suits. So they actually are very interested in this, and is so often the case. Actually, our good friend Randy Forbes is the one that's out front on this right now. Let me just quickly say, here's what he said about it. He said, the cross of steel beams discovered in the wreckage around the World Trade Center has served as a symbol of hope for many devastated by the worst terrorist attack in our nation's history. The attempt to remove the cross is another sad and misguided example of incessant efforts to remove all religious symbols from public life. To remove this cross, a physical part of the history of that tragic day, would be an insult to the many who found solace in its symbolism. So again, strong leadership from the chairman of the Prayer Caucus, and Jay, they will continue to stand behind us as we fight against this.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I'm glad they are. Let me read you again another one from the complaint, folks, and then I need you to take action. The plaintiffs and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue suffering. Ready for this one? Damages both physical and emotional from the existence of the challenge cross. From the existence of the challenge cross. They are having physical and emotional upset. Folks, let's fight back on this. We're doing that. We need your help on this. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that brief, or you call right now. If you've said enough is enough on this, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And you make those calls now, Jordan. Let's get some phone calls.
Yep, right to the phones we go. George calling in from Texas Online 4. George, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, George.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'd like to support you guys. You guys are doing an excellent job, and I want to encourage all your viewers to let their church friends and relatives know that this is going on, because it seems like this is not being reported in the mass media.
Well, I got some good news on that, George. I was actually on Fox News yesterday talking about a Pennsylvania decision on voter ID laws, and the story immediately following my appearance was the cross of the Ground Zero Museum. So we are starting to see some pickup. Now, David, let's talk about strategically what's happening with this case. It's in federal court. They're going to be moving for a injunction. What's the status right now?
Right now, what we're supporting specifically is the defendants, in other words, the 9/11 Museum's
right.
effort to dismiss the atheist complaint.
To get rid
so,
of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so we are weighing in and saying, look, the Memorial Museum has a academic freedom right. It has a right to display historical artifacts that it deems that shows the history as it happened. And so we're weighing in support of the Memorial Museum and hoping that the court will dismiss this case.
And that's going to be the goal here, number one, folks. And again, you come in to play on that. I'm happy to say that we have now exceeded 120,000 online, which is great. More from the phone call. So again, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And again, to the 120,000 of you that have contacted us, thank you. For those who have not yet done so, folks, do it today. This could be the last day. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones.
Peggy calling in from California online too. Peggy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I want to say that they're so full of hate, they're making themselves sick, and they're making everybody else sick with them.
Well, they're trying to. Let me tell you, Peggy, what they've done here. I'm actually reading from their complaint, so this is not something that, you know, we're conjecture here. This is their complaint, and their complaint says that they are suffering both physical and emotional harm. And, Jordan, you have followed American Atheists, Freedom from Religion Foundation. These groups constantly use this angle of attack, that they're emotionally violated by knowing a religious symbol is in existence in a public place.
Absolutely. I mean, this is all about, it's mental and physical pain that they say they receive by just seeing the cross on television. That's where this started, because they saw that it was going to be included on television, so they were actually physically and mentally ill, sickened by it. And the idea here is that though they say they can go to museums and see artwork that depicts Christian or religious displays, but that's not sacred. It's not an icon. Of course, that's all in the eyes of the viewer. It's as if the American Atheist, I guess, they go around, they look at things, they say, well, that's not too religious for me. I understand that's art, so I'm not going to get physically ill. But the steel beams at Ground Zero, that is religious, so that's going to make me sick, and I'm going to file a lawsuit against it.
Yeah, and David, this idea that they just know it exists, therefore they're disturbed by it, is, I think, legally very weak. But it just shows you the extent that they're going to go. You know, we've had a lot, and you've done it too. We've had serious church-state cases at the Supreme Court of the United States, lawyers on both sides, serious arguments on both sides, and you clash it out in the court. But this goes to another level, because you don't see other groups like American Center for Separation of Church and State. When they file a complaint, it's a straightforward constitutional challenge. I mean, I'll disagree with their view on church-state separation, but this is beyond this. This is a whole different level.
This is extremism, is what it is. It's extremism. It's radical. And I don't believe it's true. I do not believe that they actually are physically sick as a result of the cross.
Yeah, how would you like to take that deposition? I mean, how are they going to establish that? But the fact of the matter is, this is the nature of what we're dealing with. So, folks, we're going to go back to the phones. If you want to call us on air, 800-684-3110. I am trying to get a goal of 125,000 by this weekend, and I'd love to get to 150,000 by Monday when we file. Right now, we're at 120,412, so it's going up quickly, folks. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to this committee. Let's go ahead. Fan, who's next?
Let's go to line five. Alex is calling from South Carolina. Alex, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What's really got me perturbed about hearing this whole situation is that these atheists are filing this lawsuit, and everywhere on earth, we were to proclaim the word of God, and there's churches everywhere that have crosses, that have the word of God posted everywhere, and they're not filing against that.
They're saying the distinction is that's on private land. The cross only makes them nauseous, upset, depressed, physical and emotional anxiety only when it's on public land. That's, David, basically what they're saying. Well, it's a private, I'm sure if they had their way, they'd like to get rid of all of it, that's their legal argument.
I mean, except that in this case, the 9/11 Memorial is a nonprofit private corporation.
Exactly.
And so,
but they're saying there's federal involvement.
Exactly.
Money
but,
coming to support
but it just
them.
Shows you how far they're willing to go.
But folks, also understand this, and then we've had this in other cases where you're working with Congress. They're trying to rewrite the history here. I mean, that's really what this is. They're trying to rewrite the existing history. Give a quick snapshot of what we had to do in that Capitol Center so people understand the extent to which you've got to go to protect the symbolism.
Yeah, they actually constructed a Capitol Visitor Center, Jay, without the national motto in place. And Congress went back and said, listen, hey, this is our national motto. We need to put the national motto up so it can be part of the Visitor Center. And when they passed a statute directing the architect of the Congress to do that, Jay, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed suit and actually sued them for just following the order of Congress. So that's what I meant when I said that when members of Congress have stood up for this, for something as simple as the national motto, that offends them too. That makes them sick as well. So I agree with you, Jay. They are against all of these demonstrations. Any semblance of faith in the public, they're opposed to.
All right, folks, we're going to a break. Here's where I am right now. We're at 120,412 of you. Let's get to 121,000 when we come back, at least by, in the next few minutes. So while we take a break, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go right to the website, ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information posted there as well. So ACLJ.org, or you call right now 1-877-989-2255. Now, like I said, 120,412 of you have said, Jay, we're standing with you on this. We're going to court with you. I want to get over 121,000 the next little bit, folks. So again, ACLJ.org takes you just a few moments online, ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the the lawsuit, the ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross. And that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls, and we've got a lot of them coming in. Let me tell you exactly where we are as well. Right now, we have online, we're at 120,000, looks like 620, 696. We're almost at 120,700. So we need 300 more call online at aclj.org or phone calls. Again, I want to get to 121,000 by the end of this broadcast. So go to aclj.org, aclj.org. Join this committee to file and protect this cross at the Ground Zero Museum, or call me at 1-877-989-2255, and you can sign on to the brief there. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Dan, let's try to kind of rapid fire go through some phone calls here.
All right, first up is Marcus calling from California on line one. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What they're doing makes me physically sick, too. But anyhow, instead of saying it's a cross, put a plaque saying some view it as a cross, some view it as a T for Twin Towers.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. That's rewriting the history. And Marcus, I appreciate your comment. We don't have to do that. We don't have to rewrite the history. There were two surviving steel beams in the Twin Towers, and they came out in the shape of a cross. For some people, that gave a lot of solace, and there's pictures of the, you know, the first responders around that cross. It became a very significant symbol. I don't think we should have to rewrite the history here. And, David, that's really what they're trying to do in this lawsuit. They're basically saying, well, even if it's part of the history, we don't think it should count because it's got religious symbolism to it. They call it a shrine.
That's exactly right. And it's consistent with what they're doing all around the country. They want to rewrite history here. They want to rewrite history on Montana with the cross there, the Mount Soledad Memorial. Again, rewrite history to scrub any reference to God from our recent past or our distant past, because they don't want any God in the future.
And Jordan, you know, when you look at groups like American Atheists, Freedom from Religion Foundation, their animus on religious symbolism is deep, to say the least.
Absolutely right. I mean, when you look at the statements that they've made about faith and about your faith specifically, I mean, just the blog post they wrote. Listen to this one. This is from the American Atheist blog. So their statements from their president. The cross has become a Christian icon. It's been blessed by so-called holy men a few times and presented as a reminder that God, in his infinite power of goodness, who couldn't be bothered to stop the Muslim terrorists or stop the fire or hold up the buildings to stop 3,000 people from being crushed, cared enough to bestow upon us some rubble that resembles a cross. Ridiculous. I mean, this I think shows their fundamental misunderstanding, one, of God, of most people's faith and understanding of God and why bad things happen to people, and the anger that they have. It's bizarre to me, because atheists, you think of people who are committed to a view that they're is no God. This group still looks like they're blaming God. It's like one of those groups where they're so angry at religion because they really do think there is something out there letting these things happen. It's just, to me, you add that those kind of statements to the fact that they get physically and mentally ill by seeing something on TV of a cross. You put it all together, and one, you have to feel sorry and you should pray for these people. The second part is, though, you got to fight back in court, because their goal is, they don't want to get those headaches anymore. They don't want that on TV anymore. They don't want it in memorials. They don't want it at museums. They don't want any religious references anywhere in the country.
Well, here's what we want to do, folks, and this is where we think it's significant for you. We are getting really close to 121,000 online here. We're at 120,797. So I want you to go to aclj.org and join with us. It actually just jumped to 120,854. 150 of you, get to the website right now at aclj.org, sign on to this brief, or call us. Get your name on that way, too. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org for you to sign on to this brief. Who do we have next, Dan?
Next up is Dave calling from New Hampshire on line four. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, thanks for your program. And I think this is a clear case of intolerance on their side.
and the way they describe it, it's more like Christophobia. They're Christophobes.
Well, they are certainly, they pick on the cross. That's their number one symbol of attack here. And David, it's interesting the way they frame their complaint to say that just the existence of this, knowing it exists, is enough of a, quote, injury for them to basically go into federal court here.
You know, when they say words like existence, it's almost as if they not only want it out of the museum, they want it destroyed. If it's the existence of the cross that's causing that kind of problem. Now, they're not asking for that in court, but the literal words here are so broad and so extreme, it's really difficult to imagine that there's any credibility attached to it.
And understand this also, Jordan, and you know this, and Than as well. They're trying to rewrite history here, Jordan. That's what this is about. They are trying to change the history. And we don't have to put up signs to try to distance itself from what this cross meant to those people. It is a historically significant set of steel beams that had a big impact on a lot of people during the 9/11 recovery, and we don't have to change what it is to suit the atheist.
Well, and that is exactly what the memorial and museum said in their brief. They said, you know, we're not out here. This is not a religion about a museum about religion in America or faith in America to represent all of these different groups. This is about historical artifacts from the World Trade Center and the attacks, and this cross happens to be an artifact, one of those. It's in the historical section. It's not in a memorial section. It's not a piece of art. It was not two steel beams that were put together to resemble a cross and then erected. It was there. It's a historical artifact. And that's why the museum has said they don't have to include everything else, other things that weren't artifacts, if they don't want to. This one was an artifact. It was there. And it just drives the American atheist crazy, obviously, to the point where their mental pain and physical pain over it.
Well, that's certainly what they're alleging. Hey, Jordan's going to be taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So I want you to keep calling. We'll talk to you on air. Let's try to grab one more call before the end of this portion of the broadcast.
All right, let's go to Dale calling from California on line two. Dale, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dale.
Jordan, God bless you guys.
Thanks.
Just a question and a comment. The question is, you guys are doing a fantastic job with these lawsuits, but it just seems like you guys put out one fire and another one comes. Is there a way to put an end to some of these?
Well, look, these groups have the right to go to court. I mean, they can file lawsuits, David. They get to file a lawsuit. You got to respond. I mean, you look at it and you say this is absurd and ridiculous, but it's in federal court. You got to fight back. I mean, and you can't get a law to say they can't file it.
Right. They have a right of access to the courts, but you know, if a court finds that their complaint's truly frivolous, then there can be action taken.
And we're trying to get it out on a motion to dismiss. So understand that, Dale. We're trying to get it removed quickly. So, but again, we're having to fight for that. Again, if you want to talk to Jordan on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you this, folks, right now. We are at 120,929. So let's get to 121,000 in the next couple of minutes here. You go to aclj.org and sign on to this committee protecting this cross at Ground Zero. That's the committee that's going to file this brief, and we're going to break 125,000 by the weekend with our weekend replays. So again, 120,929. So go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Now, you can also visit the website. We've got a lot of information posted there. You can follow Jordan on Twitter, join our Facebook. You can stay engaged in these issues. Again, we want you to stay informed and educated. aclj.org. Folks, you can also simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. I would like to have so many calls coming in right now, it shuts our phones down. So you call us right now, folks, to get on this brief. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to the website at aclj.org. You can sign on at the committee there. But, folks, I want you on this brief. We want to get to close to 150,000 by the weekend. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Stay tuned for Jordan.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.